DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. Do you even want to do a show this evening?
Yes, I
you,
do.
You seem to be very distracted. You seem to just be off in another universe.
Let me look at your face. Let's see. What are you?
Why? You've already admitted that you have it focused on your face.
Oh,
so
shoot, my aquarium has stopped.
No, it's just looping. Where am I going? I gotta go here so I can get our thing. All right.
Stop it.
Oh, that's right. All right. I think I'm done. I think I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Excellent. Then, let's kick this pig. From the palatial Pride 48 studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Visual Studio 2013, adding all the new wonderful web features for front-end web producers. Check it out at visualstudio.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for an extra special discount. Visual Studio comes out November 13th, so set your calendars for that. Good evening, I am Daniel Brewer, and shit, that is not how we start the show, is it? Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from...
Yes?
From, I'm going to get this right. I am joined from the Visual Studio 2013 free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Yay, you got it right.
You know what? I think I've always done it that way, and I think I just somehow tripped up once, and then it got... I didn't go back and like listen to them all, but thank you, Admiral Turniphead, for that shit of like making me now like trip all over myself every time I try.
Well, the problem is before I was on the show, it was scripted, and you had it all on your script. You know, you guys, you and the Naughty Bed Monkey and Alden,
it was heavily scripted. It was a heavily scripted show.
Yeah.
There was not one word that we uttered on that show that was not completely scripted. Much like today. As a matter of fact, these words that I am saying right now have been written down ahead of time. If anyone who's ever seen our Vegas show knows that we have teleprompters. We're like the Bob Hopes of podcasting. We have teleprompters and we have people holding cue cards and, you know, the signs that they hold up for the audience to laugh and everything like that. You look like you were in a
line.
Line. I don't know your line.
Line. I don't have a teleprompter here. Someone needs to feed me my lines.
You know, speaking of teleprompter, I'm sorry, this is an aside, and I will get to the chat room in just a moment. But speaking of Pride 48 in Vegas, we had to use a teleprompter for Fatty to do his little video piece. Did we ever talk about that? We did. You know, you're getting dimmer and dimmer. I swear to God, Adam, it looks like there's a candle like lighting you there. But anyway, so we had to use this teleprompter for Fatty, right, on the tablet that we held up for him to do, and you could see him reading it on that video. But it was just that how many times did we do that scene? Three times?
I don't know. Wasn't it like first shot? No, I guess we did it we only recorded it once.
Right.
But he read through it, and then we set up, and then he read through it again, and then we did some changing around of like...
Stop it.
Oh, we never said who actually killed him, did we?
So it was you. You went to jail for it anyway.
I mean, who was on the video? Hand it was?
Yeah. I don't think we ever...
I think that's a mystery. I don't think it'll ever... No one will ever know.
It's a mystery musical. We are streaming live on Pride48.com right now, so I'd like to say very big hello to the chat room out there. We have in the chat room this evening Brian, that Blue Jeans guy. We have Crone. We have the Good Humor Penguin. That is Michael Fine. We have It's All About that's Mark. We have Kratos77, who we haven't seen in a while. We have Mags. We have Q-Sledge, who we also haven't seen in a while. We have the Rambling Redhead. We have RC Calling Your Mouth calling your mouth. And we have Roland O. We have Toppy Smelly. And somewhere around here, we have Timmy Sims. But I think he's, what's he doing? He's idle. That's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm trying to say. I have to adjust.
They were here for Ramble Redhead, and now they've gone off to like make their dinner or whatever. And they're,
you know,
just,
what it is?
They were
here for the Ramble Redhead show. He had Blind Jay on this night. And as soon as they found out that Blind Jay had no interest in sex, they were just like,
Stop it.
And they left.
And he's getting a new dog. He's just putting the old dog out to pasture.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk. You know what, Adam? We have a jam-packed show this evening that we have to trudge our way through here. So let's get right to it, shall we? And let's move on to the very first thing, which we left off last week. Because last week, on a very special DI Plus, we just went on and on and on about stuff.
It was you.
It was me going on and on. And what I really wanted to talk about was this god-awful television, right, several god-awful television shows. Now, since then, several of them have gotten canceled. But have you been watching any of the new television shows?
I have. The ones that you have listed here have not been canceled. I'm not sure which ones you're talking about that have been canceled.
Well, so like Ironside was canceled. Some other, like Meet the Shitheads or something was canceled, I think. Which, you know, pretty much by the title, you could have guessed that one.
Was it the Goldbergs? What are you talking about?
Yes, that one has been canceled.
I can look
it
right now.
It doesn't really matter because I didn't care about any of these. But what I wanted to say was, you know, every year, you know, shows will come along and there'll be one or two shows that I like that end up getting canceled. And then for some inexplicable reason, there will be a really shitty show, a show that has no business being on the air that becomes the greatest show in the history of the world, like 2.5 Men, right? Oh, it's the greatest comedy ever in the history of comedies. It's a horrible show, and it's been on. So I just, this one a couple of years ago was Person of Interest, which was the shittiest. God, I quit watching it 10 minutes into the pilot. It was so bad.
I made it through half a season, and I just couldn't get interested. So, but it has made it. I can tell you Lucky 7 on ABC was canceled.
Yes. Which wasn't so lucky, but we're past who's gotten canceled. I'm talking about Person of Interest, which is a god awful show.
I don't watch it, but
it somehow has survived. Not only survived, but it became into this like, oh, it's the greatest show ever. But
I'll let you in on a little secret that you may not know. After a show makes it to 3 seasons, to season number 3, so if they make it past the first 2 and they get greenlit for a 3rd one, they will not cancel it on that 3rd season.
Yes, I know, because of syndication, but this is not right. What I'm trying to talk about.
Okay.
I'm trying to talk about a shitty television show.
Well,
that is not only is it not getting canceled as it should, but it is got that same buzz like Person of Interest. Now it's like it's going to, oh, we already renewed it for 16 seasons. It's called, have you seen this? The Blacklist. Have you seen this show, The Blacklist?
No, I kind of like The Blacklist.
It is the stupidest fucking show in the, you know, I love James Spader. I love James Spader. I've liked James Spader and everything. But here, I'm supposed to believe that James Spader is this super arch, you know, criminal, which is fine. But we're going to put him in the stupidest fucking cage that we could possibly think of.
We're going to put him on
a raised dais in a dentist chair with a train thing that slides backward on a track in the middle of a ship somewhere. It was just the most convoluted fucking thing ever. Now, granted, if you live in the universe of, you know, X-Men, right, like Magneto, where he can bend metal,
It
made sense to put Magneto in that thing, right? At least in the universe they were playing in, that made sense. In this universe, there are no superheroes. The guy is just a criminal. He doesn't have superpowers or whatever. Why do we have to put him in a big, isolated train car sliding stupid thing that every time the woman walks into the room, is going to go...
You know, well, like now he's not. Now he's not even in. He's out now.
But it's so,
spoiler alert.
It's so horrible. It is so horrible.
I am watching it. Although I have to admit something about me. I'm watching it, but at night when we watch TV, I have this tendency to fall asleep. I'm like an old man, so we'll be laying on the couch or whatever, and I'll be trying to watch something, and next thing you know, the show's over.
All right. So have you seen any of the new shows this year that you like?
So I like, yes, I like, there's one on Lifetime, which I know we just happened to catch the advertisement for it, but it's called The Witches of East End.
Okay.
And you would think it was completely stupid, but it's about witches, obviously. And basically, it's two sisters that have been cursed with immortality. And this one of them has daughters every they're born and they die or something. They haven't really explained it fully, but somehow she keeps having these children and they keep growing up. And then anyway, so that one I like. Someone in the chat room mentioned American Horror Story, and yes, we have been watching that. It's about witches this time, so we have a very witch filled. You know, TV watching.
So, just catching up here in the chat room. So Toppy Smelly was unfamiliar with the fact that Ironside came back. He thought it had been canceled back in the 70s, which, you know, early 70s. The stupid thing about Ironside was that they carried over nothing from the original Ironside. So other than his name and the fact that he was a cop in a wheelchair, nothing else was the same. Didn't have the same sidekicks, didn't have the same, it wasn't even in the same city. It didn't have, so it was like, Why even call it Ironside? Because you're going to get old people that are, they're bringing back Ironside. Oh, wait, this has nothing to do. And they're going to get angry. And none of the younger people, I mean, Ironside was on in 1967, so nobody younger would know what the hell it was. So it's just, it really seemed to be a stupid one. But let's see, going back down the list here, Toppy Smelly says, is a zombie, you know, if it was zombie Ironside, that would actually be a whole lot better. I didn't even watch it, by the way, Ironside. And Kratos wants to know that shouldn't you say spoiler alert before you actually say the spoiler?
Which no. I didn't even think about it until after I had already. And I don't think it was really a spoiler.
Okay, it's called Witches of East End is what they were letting you know.
That's there. What I said, isn't it?
I don't know. And then, let's see. Toppy Smelly says, my whole life I pronounced Magneto as Magneto. How did the rest of the world know it was pronounced Magneto? I am going to tell you the answer to that question, Toppy Smelly. It's a very, very, it's an amazing, hold on here just a second. Yes, hello?
Hey, this is Mags.
Hi, Mags.
Calling for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
I just found out Lou Scheimer, that he was the co-founder of Filmation and of voice actor of quite a few shows people might remember, He-Man, She-Ra, and Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. And if you go on and look at He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, he voiced a good majority of the secondary characters in that show. So, but yeah, thought it'd be interesting to call in and try it out. So take care.
What was his name again? Oh, damn it. What was his name? Lou?
Did I write it in the thing? It was...
I tried to do a Google search. I tried to do a clever Google search and typed in Lou Fat Albert. And
Scheimer.
One of the suggestions for me typing in Lou Fat Albert is low-fat Alfredo sauce.
No, it's Lou Scheimer.
There we go. S-C-H-E-I-R.
Is what he said.
Shiner.
Oh, Shiner.
I think. Maybe. No? No.
I don't know. It sounded like Scheimer, but...
Nope.
So are you looking?
Scheimer. I found him. Yes. Lou Scheimer was an American producer, one of the original founders of Filmation, an animation company. Oh, that's right. I remember that at the end of those horrible shows.
I love He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
By the power of Grayskull.
I have the power.
All right. Excellent. $1 thrown into the pot there. And congratulations.
I'll get you, you boob.
I don't know.
I think Sean in Tucson is going to be doing a podcast. So don't go stealing Skeletor's lines already. He hasn't done his show yet.
Okay.
See what I did there. Oh, I was so mean. I'm so mean.
Congratulations, Mags.
Congratulations, Mags. Yes, that is Mags from the Chaotic Raving. Right, Chaotic Ravings, is that the name of their show? Chaotic Ravings. You can hear right here on the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. I don't have the schedule in front of me. It's on like Sundays.
The grand prize is now up to drum roll, please.
I don't have a drum roll. I'm busy trying to pimp out. You know what? You don't even listen to me. You're just like off doing your own show.
$7 on Pride48.com.
No, just shush. All right. Chaotic Ravings can be heard on Pride 48 on Sundays. Right here. I think it starts at about 4 a.m. in the morning and it goes on until about, 6 or 7 o'clock at night. I'm pretty sure.
For a while, we had it starting at 5 a.m.
It's like a 12-hour show, I think.
But that was wrong.
Well, congratulations.
I think it's 5 p.m.
All right. Now, back to Toppy Smelly's very important question. How did we know that it was pronounced Magneto instead of Magneto. I'll tell you how. Actually, in the X-Men, the Amazing X-Men's issue number 14, which came out in 1968, there was a line said by Magneto because someone said, you know, oh, what should we call you? And he said, you know, I am the Magnificent Magneto. And they said, is that like, you know, I don't know how to pronounce that. And he said it rhymed with Neato. So it was one of those things. I made that up. I don't even know why I went there. It was just a horrible, horrible segue.
Did you write down the name of the show?
What show?
Nothing. Never mind.
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
You know why I did that is because I am a...
consummate professional.
I am a consummate professional. You know what? And I can prove this here. This comes from another podcast that I was listening to this past week. It's a little podcast by a little voice actor lady named Auntie Vera Charles, I believe. So just listen to this one here.
Daniel Brewer. You know Daniel?
Oh, yes. Daniel Brewer is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community, Dubious Intent Plus.
Yeah.
Right. And...
well, he does that with that other guy with the funny, with the guy that does never figure out how to wear that cap right.
No, I think he does that on purpose.
The baseball cap, he does that on purpose?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a choice?
Yeah.
Wow.
That would be Adam Burns?
Yeah. Anyway.
So there you go.
Wow.
You say that you never get mentioned on other shows. There you go, Adam. You just got mentioned.
I'm telling you, the things that I get mentioned for, a melon... and a sideways bait. I mean, you know, at least I'm memorable. That's all I've got to say.
But the important part of that clip was...
Daniel Brewer is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community, Dubious Intent Plus.
That's right. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Somehow you edited that, because I'm sure that what Auntie Vera meant to say was, Daniel Brewer? No. Right. That's what he meant to say.
No, you want to say, no, but here's the thing. I didn't have a question because I was listening to another show that was done by some nattering old guy in South Carolina. And imagine my surprise where on the show, I heard this voice on a voicemail.
And I had to call your show to do it.
Now, why did you have to call his show to do it? I just played that little clip there because you called Big Fatty's show to complain about something. But specifically, you said...
and I had to call your show to do it.
Why did you have to call his show to do it?
Well, because I had never called his show, and I wanted to rant right then. I am going to mention it on this show.
Yes.
But I wanted to rant at that moment.
So you're not going to recycle content... from Big Fatty Online.
Well, I am. But it's not Big Fatty Online content. It's my content.
Oh, no, I think once you called and gave it to him, you pretty much have given away any of the rights to that.
Well, you know, the thing is, people who listen to us, not all people who listen to us, listen to Big Fatty. So some people have never heard this story.
All right. Well, let's just set the tone here for it. Let's just say, are you ready with your story?
Yes.
All right.
Well, hello there.
Yes, go ahead. I'm waiting for your story.
Awesome. Okay, so I like certain things, and I get it in my head that I want certain things in life.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to food. I go to a restaurant, and I get one thing on the menu that I like, and I that's it. I order it every time, and that's what I want. I also have this unfortunate... bad luck that every time I want something, like I used to go to Walmart all the time and there was this Chinese bagged dinner that I liked.
A Chinese bagged dinner. Now, does this mean that it is a dinner that was bagged by Chinese?
It's not bagged by a Chinese.
There's a dangling modifier there somewhere. Chinese bagged dinner. So you're saying a Chinese dinner in a bag.
It's a frozen Chinese dinner.
Oh, a frozen
in a
Chinese.
Bag.
I thought maybe you had like John Ong like stuffing some food in a bag or something, and he was like, you know, here you go.
It's like the general something chicken or whatever. It's like fried little pieces of chicken with a sweet and spicy sauce. Anyway, whatever, it doesn't matter. So every time I would go to Walmart to get that, they would have every other dinner by this manufacturer except the one that I wanted. And they would have an empty slot there where it used to be.
Right.
but they wouldn't have it. So that's just my luck. I would always go to Wendy's and want a baked potato, and they would always be out of baked potato.
But maybe this is just because you like things that a lot of other people like.
I guess so. Maybe I'm just a crowd follower or whatever you want to call it. I'm just, you know, a man of the people, so to speak. But anyway, so the other night I was very tired. I had had a long day. I had been to orchestra rehearsal. I hadn't been home yet. Nothing. I was hungry. I was like, okay, I'm just going to go to Panera Bread. And it took me probably 10 minutes just to determine where I was going to eat. I was sitting there trying to figure out what I was going to go get.
Yes.
So I decide I'm going to go to Panera Bread. So I drive over to Panera Bread, which is probably 10 minutes from church where I have orchestra. And that's right by where I live as well. So it was a little bit out of my way. But I went to Panera and there was a line. There's never a line in the drive through, but that particular evening there was a line.
Now I have never in my life... Now, let me just go on the record. A, I don't eat at Panera. But B, I've never seen a Panera where there's not at least a line outside the doors.
There was no line.
People go fucking apeshit over that goddamn Panera.
Sorry.
Like, all right, stale bread. I love stale bread with some shitty chicken salad on it. That's great. Let's just do that. I'd like that.
There usually is not a line in the drive-thru.
You know what I like with my stale bread and my crappy chicken salad is some soup. Maybe you got some water back there you can piss in and then push that off as some kind of soup.
You know, creamy tomato soup is good. I have you know. But anyway,
they piss and bleed into that, I'm pretty sure.
I get in line and I wait and wait. Yes. And wait, yes. And wait. Well, I'm sorry that no one likes Panera Bread. That was not the point of this story. Excuse me for going to a restaurant that neither Daniel J. Brewer or the chat room likes. I apologize. Please, flail me. Okay, anyway, so I'm in line, and I wait probably 10, 15 more minutes in line. And I get up to the window, and I said, when I go to restaurants, there's only usually one thing that I like. So I say, I would like to get the Frontega chicken sandwich.
I'm sorry, the what?
Frontega chicken sandwich.
Oh, wait, hold that thought for just one second. Okay. Yes, hello.
Hi, Julius and Ken. It's Baron Frosty. I'm here with Wendy Cameron and Dr. P. We're actually at Les Mis in the audience.
Wait, say it. Say it, Adam.
At Les Mis?
Yeah, you know how to say the name.
Les Miserables.
See, I don't know how to do that. I'm not pompous enough to do
Les Miserables.
Les Miserables. It's Baron Frosty. It's Baron Frosty from the Next Blime podcast. Not the Sublime podcast, as Waylon said on the last episode of Foul Monkeys. Introduced him as Baron Frosty from the Sublime podcast, which, by the way, is a really great name.
It's the Next podcast. Blime, isn't it?
It is. It's Next Blime. But I'm just saying that he introduced him as being from Sublime. I'm just, you know, not that I'm correcting Waylon or anything. I'm
about to see Gary on stage, and I have to call you and tell you that Lou Scheimer died. Lou Scheimer is the famous cartoonist who invented He-Man and She-Ra.
Yes.
The famous series Princess.
I'll get you, you boob!
Yes.
Oh, God, it's Wendy Cameron.
Wendy just said that the flags are flying at half mast at Castle Grayskull. So we love you guys. Wanted to call, leave a message, and call the celebrity death line.
Yes.
Hope to talk to you soon. Bye.
Excellent. So that was Baron Frosty. Yeah,
I love that. That makes me...
Yes, I'm sorry.
That makes me kind of hard.
So
I used to love that part of the show. That was like my favorite part of the show. And my favorite character, even though Adam... Oh, He-Man's name was Adam.
Yes, I know.
By the way.
It was Adam.
I have the power, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to let you know. But anyway...
What was Skeletor's name, though?
Jim?
Yeah, no, it was Steve.
I don't know. They didn't give a name. Anyway,
Steve Skeletor, and he was...
He-Man was Prince Adam, although I think I've mentioned that on a show before. Those old cartoons of our youth that you think, oh, you have all this nostalgic feeling, you know, about them and everything.
Yeah, they all suck.
You ever try to go back and watch one? No. It's impossible. I rented the entire He-Man series.
Do you know this one?
Who is this superhero? Sarge? No. Rosemary, the telephone operator? No. Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Could be. Number one.
Oh, no. I never watched that one.
I had to go all the way to the thing there. Yes, exactly.
At first, I thought that might have been Captain Caveman or something.
No.
But anyway... So my favorite character on He-Man, by the way, was not He-Man. It was the sorceress who turned into a bird.
Of course it was.
Anyway, so back to my story.
You were ordering the fucked up chicken sandwich.
Previously
on DI Plus.
Yeah, I was ordering a Frontega chicken sandwich, and I say, I want the Frontega chicken sandwich, but could you please add avocado to that?
Yes.
So the girl comes back over the speaker, and she says, I'm sorry, sir. We're out of the bread that comes on that sandwich. We're out of the chicken that comes on that sandwich, and we're also out of avocado.
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck? You're out of, like, you know, normally they're like, oh, we don't have that particular meat today. Or, right. Oh, we don't have avocado. Or, oh, maybe we don't have that kind of bread.
Did you ever consider that maybe she was lying to you?
Why would she? Why?
Because she didn't want to make a sandwich, and the avocados are back in the walk-in, and they just clean back there, and then they'd have to go and they'd take that plastic wrap off there, and then they'd have to go and they'd have to cut them, and then that would make a mess off the thing they did. You know what? It's better just to tell, you know, we don't have them. What is it you want? We don't have that. I'm sorry. You know what? It's time to close. We're out of everything. Would you like some iced tea? We have some of that left.
Right. And I just sat there like speechless, dumbfounded for like, I mean, it drug on. It felt like
this story. It felt, you know, right. If you want to hear exactly. You can go over to the Big Fatty online and listen to your entire phone call there, because as we all know.
And I had to call your show to do it.
You had to call your, right. You had to do
I had never called his
it.
Show before, and I wanted to rant. But anyway, the follow up to that story, which you did not get
did not.
On Big
this
Fatty
is, this
online.
This is bonus content that we can, do we have, right. Do we have the breaking news? Let's see. Hold on. Let's see if I got that breaking news stinger here. Let's see. I know I've got it here somewhere. Go ahead. Whatever.
So the follow-up to that story is that I decided I was going to give Panera Bread another shot.
Yes.
So...
And
did
it come out better this time?
Night before last, I went back to Panera Bread, went in, ordered the sandwich. I thought everything was good because I got past the ordering. And this is,
I called you before I left the house to ensure that you had avocados and chicken.
Let me tell you.
Yes.
It is traumatic for me because this happens to me quite often, not just at Panera Bread. It happens other places. Mm-hmm. I get so traumatized when I go to a place and they're out of something that I get scared to order that. So I will go there, and the first thing I will say is, do you have such and such? Because the last time I was here, you didn't. I actually have done that before because I didn't want to get my hopes up.
Trying to lay a guilt trip on them.
And then have
my dreams
smashed.
The last time I was here, the fries were very cold, and they were substandard.
So anyway, I thought I had gotten... past it, because I ordered, he didn't tell me they were out of anything, I paid my money, I had gone in this time, so I went and sat down with my number and was waiting with Mark, and this cute, luckily he was cute for him, waiter comes out and says, I'm sorry, sir, we're out of the bread that comes on that sandwich. What the fuck?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't Panera a bakery? I mean, isn't that their shtick? Isn't that like, you know,
we're called
Panera Bread. Isn't that their name right there in their name? Panera Bread Company? Isn't that like the entire?
It is. But if it's going to be a popular bread, they should make more of it. He goes, yeah, we only make about 3 of those a day. And by this time of night, we're always out of that.
Again, you were there. You were there at the end of the night. Stop going in the end of the night. That's the moral.
I'm right. You know, as Wes Stone would say.
Yes.
I am writing them a nasty letter.
That would be Wes Stone from the Live It Up podcast, starring Admiral.
Not heard on Pride48.com.
Starring Admiral Turnipede.
Right. That's it. There is the follow-up for those of you who do listen to Big Fatty and wanted to know.
That was... nobody listens to Big Fatty. I wanted to say something about It's All About Me podcast, but now we're running over again, so now we don't have time to say that. Have you caught up on the It's All About Me podcast?
Yes, that is a fabulous show, by the way.
It is, and they've got a new criminal mastermind. They've got like the Curtis, aka the Brain. If I had more free time, I could take like a little picture of the brain and put Curtis's head over it. And, you know, I don't know who Pinky would be, though. Because Pinky's not Brian. And so who would Pinky be? Who would make a good sidekick for Curtis the Brain? That's the question for you.
Well,
to
that's game
over.
Night. He's a game night guy.
Yes, but Brian is not. I guess maybe Brian is kind of a Pinky. I don't know. I don't think Brian's that much of a Pinky.
I didn't like. Is Pinky the rat?
Yeah, Pinky is the
Or are they both rats?
They're both lab rats, but Pinky is the stupider of the two. What are we going to do tonight, Brain? The same thing
well,
we do
that,
every night.
It's a different show, but that
take
should
over the world. So it's
Jeremy.
Jeremy, there you go.
Jeremy, he's
so
cute
we
and
need,
dumb looking.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need Curtis as Brain and Jeremy as Pinky, and we'll just call it Jeremy and the Brain.
Yeah,
it's like this. Their evil nemesis is, and they have a theme song. You want to hear their theme song?
I do.
You know what? It's never not fun.
Did you hear the? I think someone sent you.
The news.
Hey, did we move the news segment and the tech segment? Did we flip them? I mean, it's fine. I know we have the right to do that. I'm just asking.
Yes.
Okay. I'm only picking two of these. So which two do you like?
I think number one and number three, because number one, you know, when I read this, well, go ahead, tell them the story.
Okay. So a 33-year-old man named Toby Sheldon told the British tabloid Closer that he has spent nearly $100,000 over the course. Now, first of all, it does say dollars, but if this is a British story, I think that should be pounds. But anyway, he spent over $100,000 over the course of 5 years on plastic surgery aimed at making him look like Justin Bieber.
Yes. Now, first of all, the guy is an LA-based songwriter, so it's not it is dollars, not pounds.
Oh, okay.
It was the story first ran in the UK press, and the thing that amazed me was Nan, you know, dear sweet Nan from the. What's the name of their podcast? Oh, damn it. It's on the tip of my tongue. They were in Vegas this year. Secretly Timid. Thank you. Secretly Timid. So Nan from the Secretly Timid podcast had posted it on her Facebook page and was just like, you know, where are the parents involved? You know, like it was basically they said a kid had done 100,000 because he looks very young in the pictures.
Oh, he's 33.
Yeah, he's a 33-year-old dude. That spent $100,000. And in varying different reports, you know, varying different stories, versions of this story will say that he spent his life savings on trying to look like Justin Bieber. Who knows? He's 33. That's his life savings is $100,000. It's like, clearly the guy, you know, he's either a semi-successful songwriter or he's, you know, a trust fund brat or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, the thing is, he doesn't really look like Justin Bieber, so I'm not sure that was money well spent.
Well, if you read into it, you know what? This is going to sound bad, Adam. This is going to sound bad.
Well, when does anything that you say?
He reminds me of you.
I have never tried to look like Justin Bieber.
No, but they keep picking up on the whole Justin Bieber thing, and he's getting a fair amount of press out of this, and he's a songwriter, so yay for him. But it was, if you really read into it, what he was looking for was, you know, he was thinning. His hair was thinning, and he wanted his hair to be, you know, like more like Justin Bieber's, more full, and then he wanted to be more boyish, and he thought that Justin Bieber had the perfect, like, boyish face there or whatever. And it wasn't so much that he liked Justin Bieber because of his songs or anything. He just thought that Justin Bieber had the perfect symmetrical youthful face that he wanted to emulate with the full lips and the symmetry and whatnot. And it's like, you know, whatever. So the guy spends $100,000 to get a smile carved into his face, to get
sounds
his
like
hair,
a Joker,
like 19 different hair transplants to have like a full head of hair, and had eyelid surgery and had some cheek implants and whatever. You know, it's here's the thing. On the
he
one
looks
hand,
a little bit like Joan Rivers.
He maybe he does. I mean, you know, if I didn't know the guy, here's the thing. It was at least quasi-successful from the standpoint of all the pictures that they ran of him initially before people knew he was 33-year-old. They were all talking about, where are his parents at? Blah, blah, blah. They thought that this was a young kid. They thought that he was not 33. He doesn't look 33 in that photo. Now, you know, how touched that photo is, I don't know, but he doesn't look 33 right in that photo.
He admitted fear of aging and said he'd had work done to make his smile and eyes more closely resemble the pop star.
See, don't turn into that guy, Adam.
I haven't had any plastic surgery.
Just saying. You are afraid of aging.
I am not. Everyone thinks I'm afraid of aging.
You make me dye my beard because you refuse to look at, you know, I don't want to have a co-host with a gray beard.
I am not afraid of aging. I just want to look good at every age. That's all.
Why can't RT Cruiser listen to the... I'm sorry, the chat room, RT Cruiser in the chat room says, I can't listen to the stream. Why can't he listen to the stream? Has it been banned in Australia already?
We're too hot for Australia.
We're too hot for Australia. All right, what's our next story?
So, if you don't like this one, you chose it. So, a Turkish entrepreneur has opened what he says is the country's first online sex shop for Muslims. Selling everything from lubricants to herbal aphrodisiacs and offering advice on how to have halal sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, Haluk Murat Demirel.
Did he ever star in La Miserable?
I don't know. Said he had been inspired to launch the site, www.bayan.halalsexshop.com,
mm-hmm.
by friends who wanted sex advice and products, but found the content on other websites and in specialist stores too explicit. So he says, online sex shops usually have pornographic pictures, which makes Muslims uncomfortable.
So basically this shop has... like blow-up dolls, but they have the Habib on them, so you can only see their eyes.
I don't know.
It's like a blow-up doll in the full sarong with the little Habib thing on it. So it's like really all you see on the blow-up doll is just the eyes.
My problem.
And their hands. Their poor little malformed hands.
So it says, we don't sell vibrators, for example, because they are not approved by Islam.
Right. Yes, it specifically says.
So I didn't realize that Islam approved certain sex toys
in the Quran,
and not others.
In the Quran it says, yea, verily thou shalt not vibrate unto thy hoo-hoo.
Sexual mores provoke frequent...
Mores.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Sexual mores provoke frequent debate in the majority Muslim but constitutionally secular country.
I think you and Ed from It's All About Me should have like a... We should have like a... You know, like they have spelling bees. We should have like a pronunciation bee between you and Ed. We'll just give you guys random words and just...
Okay, normally I pronounce things correctly. So I choose to say niche... incorrectly.
Right, yes. All right.
Because it sounds more masculine.
You know what this story reminds me of, Adam?
I don't know.
It reminds me of the fact that this past week I got a package in the mail.
We have a song for packages in the mail now? Oh, wow. Are you going
to... Yeah, we're here in the DI Plus test kitchen. By the way, an original segment here on DI Plus, never heard on any other show ever, is the test menu. You know, if you'll recall, on a previous episode of DI Plus...
On a very special episode.
Right. We're talking about a bunch of things. But I had mentioned this fabulous new masturbatory cream called Stroke 29.
Would it be sold at the halal sex shop?
I don't know, but I was just like, you know what? I've never heard of it. I've never tried. You know, but you know, they had a good line there, right? On or near the 29th stroke, it magically transforms
to orgasmic delights.
And so I got it. It came in the mail this week. Now I don't know if you can see this.
That.
Can you see the little tagline right there on the side of the bottle? It says, "Can you make it to the 29th stroke?"
Yes.
Now this struck me as odd though, because their entire marketing thing is that this stuff transforms on the 29th stroke, and yet they're like saying like you won't be able to make it to the 29th stroke. That seems like a very bad...
Well, they're taunting you. They're like, oh, it gets really good on the 29th stroke,
really,
but can you make it?
Really? Really? I mean, I've dated people that have been, you know, premature, but they can't make it 29 strokes. Who couldn't make it 29 strokes, really? I'm just saying. That's... seems to be.
What you have to do to make it 29 strokes is you have to vary the speed.
Right. So here's the thing. It's just lube. So there you go.
Of course it is.
No, I'm just saying there's nothing magical happened at the 20. It's cream based, which you know. Granted, here's the thing. It actually
sounds like using lotion.
No, actually the lube, the cream based lube, it's not like lotion. It actually, after it melts not melts, but, you know, as it heats up or whatever, it really becomes more like a silicon lube. So it was actually, you know, it's slightly less messy.
But you know what? Here's the deal about lube.
Yes.
To me, lube is lube is lube. It's kind of like trumpet mouthpieces.
Now, stay with me here. Oh, wait, hold on there, Foster. You could not be more wrong, by the way. But yes, hello. Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
My name is Zach.
Hi, Zach.
And I am calling for the death bone.
Yay!
I actually have two for you. I hope I don't get disqualified for giving you two in one phone call. But we have Bum Phillips, who died Friday.
Who?
And Bud Adams, who died today on Monday.
Okay.
And these guys are pioneers. To football. And made NFL and the AFL pretty much what we know as football today. Ooh. So I hope that works.
Same again? Who? Bud? Who did he say?
Sorry, I was muted. He said Bud something or other. You're going to have to play it again, because I...
So Bud Adams... founding owner of the NFL Titans. By the way, I got that by Google searching Bud football death. Bud Adams. Let's see. And who was the first one? I don't remember. Anyone remember the first one? Bud something? Let's see. Let's go.
NFL answers to football. And the NFL... we're giving you two in one phone call. But
yes, okay.
We have Bum Phillips, who died.
Bum Phillips.
Bum Phillips.
Bum Phillips.
The password is...
dead. Bum Phillips was an American football coach and father of Wade Phillips. All right, you know what? Bum Phillips, I'm sorry. I've never heard of this.
Oh, I've heard of him. No, yeah, because Wade Phillips was a Dallas Cowboys coach, I think. Or is.
I will not. You know what? I'm not going to disqualify you for coming in for two people. But really? Football players? You're going to call you. You're killing us here with the football players. You're really going to do the thing, Zach. Zach is calling us with football players. So we'll give him one. What was the other one? The guy that...
So Bum Phillips and somebody else.
Bud Adams. Right, Bud.
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear of Love and Monsters.
What was his name, Zach?
Buzz Adams. No, yeah.
All right, Zach, you're getting a dollar.
Buzz Adams. No, Bud Adams. Kenneth
Stanley.
We have
a very interesting email that I'm not sure if I put in the Trello or not that has all to do with the celebrity death phone.
Yes, I know.
By the way.
I know. We'll get there. All right, fine. So thank you very much, Zach. So
I was saying,
lube is lube. You know, really, do we really want to
lube is like trumpet mouthpieces?
No, lube is
nothing.
Lube is nothing like a trumpet mouth. Sir, if you believe that lube is like a trumpet mouthpiece, you are either masturbating or playing the trumpet vastly wrong. I'm sorry. You were doing one of these two activities incorrectly, is what I'm trying to say. And you know, I know this because
Daniel Brewer is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community, Dubious Intent Plus. Us.
That's right.
Could somebody just say that about me on their podcast and let me know about it so I can clip that so I will have something to play? No, trumpet players are notorious for like, I got to get the perfect mouthpiece and the backbore of the shaft of the blah, blah, blah needs to be this. And I got to add, you know, weighted valve caps and all this to get the... No, just... practice, learn how to play the damn thing. You don't have to get five different kinds of, I need my, you know, my shallow cup mouthpiece to play high, and I need my deep cup mouthpiece. No, just get a mouthpiece and learn how to play. That's all I'm saying. Lube, same thing. You just stroke and you come. I mean, it's lube, for Christ's sake.
Are you done?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that you were done. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it. DI Plus Technology segment brought to you by Stroke 29.
Brought to you by Daniel's Ego.
Can you make it to the 29th stroke? Honestly, who the fuck couldn't make it to the 29th stroke? All right, I don't want to talk about that second thing, so we'll just go to the first thing, which will be the first thing that we're going to do here, which we have a question coming in for the technology segment from Carrie.
Hi, this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
I have a question for your tech segment.
Excellent.
So you guys were talking recently about different podcast listening things for your Android phone.
Yes.
And I'm wondering... if those take data to use, or if once they're down, like if it would just be downloaded, like on my iPod. I'm considering starting to like maybe half my iPod or my podcast listening to my phone and my iPod, so I don't have to have my iPod with me all the time.
Yes.
But I don't want to run up my data way up, so I was just wondering if you would know the answer.
I do.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So, yes, Carrie, thank you so much for calling. And yes, so it is called, they're called pod catchers. Now, there are several different flavors of these. All right. There is there's an app that people like to hawk out in the podosphere called Stitcher Radio, which I am not a fan of because it does not do that. Stitcher Radio, well, at least it didn't used to. It may have now, but Stitcher Radio, it does use your data plan, right? So you cannot listen to something on Stitcher Radio without live streaming it. So you have to be connected to the internet to get it. The ones that I prefer, Podkicker Pro is one of the ones that I use, and also the other one that I use is called...
Is it the one that I suggested? Yes, Pocket Cast.
Those are like your iTunes, right? So I have mine set so that it will check every hour and it will automatically download the shows. However, there are settings inside the app that will say only download if I'm on Wi-Fi, only download if I'm hooked up to my charger and on Wi-Fi, check only once a day or something like that. So you can keep it from using your 3G data plan and just use your internal Wi-Fi data plan, which does not cost you any extra. So yes, those are the both of them are under $3. I think they're like $2.99 a piece. That's a Podkicker Pro. Podkicker Pro used to have the clear advantage in my mind that you could reorder the playlist, but a new update to that just came out, and it makes it almost impossible for you to reorder that. Both of them seem to have the same problem with being able to reorder your playlist, which annoys me. But
The thing I like about Pocket Cast, I watch a lot of video podcasts just because I like to see the people who are talking. And the problem I had is when I would get up, I wanted to keep listening to the audio as I was walking around or whatever and not watch the video. And if you leave the video on and you accidentally touch the screen, you pause it or move to another, there are all those issues. But on Pocket Cast, I'm not sure about the other one. If you turn the screen off, it keeps playing the audio.
Yes. So there you go.
And you, yeah.
So, and also both of those, I believe, have free versions. So you can try both of them out for like a week or two. So Podkicker and Pocket Cast. And then the pro versions of them cost a couple of bucks. But no, they're both, I enjoy both of them. The definite advantage at this point in time is to Pocket Cast because it has the variable speed. So you can listen to shows at like 1.3 times and, 1.4 times and stuff like that. Which, by the way, if you listen to Live It Up at 1.3 times, it's like any other shows, like at a half speed.
It sounds normal. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it.
Oh, we have another phone call here. Let's take that, shall we? Hello.
G'day, g'day, g'day. Daniel ignores my Google messages. Brewer.
Right, yes.
And the effervescent, ever lovely. What can we say?
Oh, you can't remember his name. You've forgotten his name.
Handsome. Adam Burns, I've heard a rumor that your podcast has not been
canceled
after Pride
48.
Yes,
like
I'm sorry. What?
Wait.
You stepped right on that. He was saying very handsome right as you were talking.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Here, let me rewind it. This is what he said.
Daniel Brewer is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community, Dubious Intent Plus.
Right.
He called me very handsome.
All right, fine. We'll back it up. We'll give that to you here.
What can we say? Well, I suppose fairly handsome. Adam Burns, I've heard a rumor that your podcast has not been cancelled after Pride 48 like I thought it had. And the Celebrity Death Phone is back, so I'm ringing to say that the second most notorious criminal in Australia's history after Ned Kelly. Have you ever heard of Ned Kelly?
Never.
Oh, surely even you Americans have heard of Ned Kelly. Chopper Reed has died. That's right. died. Dead. Enter me in the competition. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I believe we've had this conversation.
I think we have.
so sorry. No. Even if we were going to allow it, you were beaten.
It couldn't be you.
You were beaten by a good week by RT Cruiser. So We think.
Maybe there's different, you know, rules about if you're in London or something.
I don't. He's you know, they're in time zones that are ahead of us and stuff. I take offense.
So, RT Cruiser says what he might do next week is listen to the previous show and comment on that live in the chat room, considering the content will be the same, i.e. nothing.
Aww.
That should work. How dare you?
But, you know, pretty accurate.
How dare you?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sydney. Happy birthday to you.
I'm just going to keep going through all of these.
Happy birthday.
Until we get to...
Last week, I cleverly played the birthday music in the same channel that you were in.
I know. I figured, I wasn't even going to say something that, like...
Well... I thought you probably noticed. I was surprised you didn't email me or something. But
I was listening, and you won't even return my emails.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Seriously. We're going to do this again. Anyway, I accidentally played the song in the same channel as you. And when I go to remove you, oh, there was no birthday music.
Right.
So for anybody who thought I was a little weird sounding during the birthday, I had to use your combined.
You know, there was exactly one person in the entire potosphere that
noticed that.
I noticed that, and that was me.
I bet it was Big Fatty, because he's a consummate audio Nazi. Okay, here we go. We'll see if this works.
This is the steam. This is the theme.
It is. It is. Yes.
This is the theme to Roseanne.
It is.
So we are left here with several people.
This is going to be a hard one.
It's going to be a hard one. Is it Johnny Galecki?
I have no clue who that is, but no, okay. It's not.
Let's see. Is it Laurie Metcalf?
No.
Is it a male or a female?
It's a male.
Ah, all right. It's a male. So it's... if you say it's going to be hard, then it can't be... what's his name? John Edwards, right? No, not John Edwards. It was John something. John Big John. John
Goodman?
John Goodman. It's not John Goodman.
No.
Because you said it was going to be hard. It's not Johnny Galecki.
No, RT, it's not Betty White.
I don't know of another male off the... what's the name? Is there a kid?
There is a kid.
It's the kid.
DJ.
DJ. It's DJ.
DJ, birthday. The little boy on the show, whose name is Michael Fishman. He also went on to some fame and notoriety as a co-host on Roseanne's talk show, or a frequent co-host on her talk show. Anyway, he turned out to be not so bad looking, and he is 32 years old.
32 years old, but he's spent $100,000 in plastic surgery
to look like Justin Bieber. Yes. Exactly. All right, here's our next one.
This is the theme to Star Wars.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Star Wars, this is a Star Wars. It has lightsabers and stupid droids. Let's see. So, is it someone who was in the movie?
Yes, and this person may or may not have been asked to participate in the new movie.
Is Harrison
Ford. That will be coming up.
Is Harrison Ford.
Huh?
Harrison Ford.
No.
I thought he was asked to...
Yeah, well, I think three of them were asked, possibly. So.
Is it...
it's a female.
Is Carrie Fisher.
It is Carrie Fisher. I'm sorry. So Carrie Fisher, yeah, I believe her and Hamill, whatever his name is.
Mark Hamill
and Harrison Ford, I believe they were all offered roles in the upcoming Disney, since Disney bought Lucasfilms. The Disney movie. Anyway, Carrie Fisher is 57 years old.
57 years young. This particular person will be free falling.
Why, yes, he will be.
This is Tom Petty of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
It is Tom Petty. I'm not sure if it was the Heartbreakers' birthday or not, but it is Tom Petty's birthday. And Tom Petty is 63 years old, and I want to get to the hook. But I won't.
Be waiting a while.
Yeah, so never mind. I'm not going to get
like
to
that.
It's
like that old Leif Garrett birthday song. The hook's way in the middle of that damn thing. So yeah, no, it's why was a photo just added to my Dropbox?
I don't know. Oh. It's a mystery.
Anyway, so there you go. Who added a photo to my Dropbox? Well, I'm doing a show. How dare they?
How dare they? We have one more.
Yes.
And I'm making sure I don't have an ad before I play it for you. So give me one moment until I can skip the ad.
Oh, wait. There's photos of like
all right,
guys.
Here we go.
Lights off. A shot in the dark. We get lost. When we're playing a part, we lay blame. Like we know what's best. It's a shame. We break when we fall too hard.
I have no idea who this is.
He's very cute.
It's Justin Bieber.
And he was a winner of American Idol.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber was not a winner of American
Idol.
That's
right, because he was Canadian.
And he's now a Christian artist.
Oh, then I have no idea.
All right, well, it is Colton Dixon.
Colton, he did you say he won American Idol? Because he did not. Colton Dixon did not win.
Oh, well, he was on American Idol, whatever. He was
voted off. I think he made it to the top five.
Well, I know he went back. He was on, like, last season as a special guest, yes. I think, promoting this song.
Well, and he sucked. His live version sucked so bad.
So Colton Dixon is cute, and he's 22 years old.
Well, there you go.
And there are our birthdays,
in your
although
universe,
I don't like his hair.
Those things are synonymous. I don't have a Coulson.
What? Cute and what?
And
he's
22.
Cute. And that's his. And it's his birthday. Those are not synonymous.
You're
cute
just saying
birthdays.
He's cute and 22. Then
a lot
universe,
of people have.
You
birthdays
think all
who are not
22
cute.
Year olds are cute? That's
whatever.
What
I do not. There are plenty of ugly 22 year olds.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
ugly
22
year olds.
Happy birthday to you.
3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact.
Excellent.
So I did that thing that I did last time you had to edit. I hit the wrong keyboard.
I'll figure it out. All right, let's just move along here and get on to, we have a lot of contact and we're running late. Did I just shut down my Audacity? No, I didn't.
Because I was going to type something to you and I did the wrong keyboard.
All right. So we have an email and we have a couple of voicemails here. I'll let you read the email.
Okay. I would love to read this email, actually.
Right.
So let me just get over to it. Is it in the Trello?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go there then. What the fuck? I'm sorry. WTF. You give a dollar for some old fart that, quote, invented gummy bears, but nothing for Mark Chopper Reed? In light of the fact that there are no rules posted stating that the judge's decision will be final, I'm challenging you.
Now, hold on, right there. We have learned our lesson by watching It's All About Me. We are not going to post any rules anywhere. None of these pesky little written down things that you can like throw back in our face.
Let's do the maths.
The maths. So, you know what? We suck at math.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he does say maths.
Math is hard.
Were they American? Mark Chopper Reed. No.
Yes.
Hans Riegel. No.
No.
Equals tie.
The tie. So why even bring it up? So why even bring it up?
Books written by or about them, according to Amazon. Mark Chopper Reed, shitloads.
He's an author.
Hans Riegel? Hans Riegel? Bugger all.
All right, wait. All right, so yeah, he was a notorious criminal and he was an author. So he's like, what are you gonna, it's like, that's like saying like, let's see how many toothbrushes he's used in his life. Dave the dentist has used 29 of them and Steve the homeless guy has used none. This is a false equivalent here, sir.
Win for Chopper.
No, that
IMDb
is not a win.
IMDb entries? Mark Chopper Reed. Yes, plenty of acting and writing credits, and he had a movie about his life story where he was played by actor Eric Bana. Bana won the AFI for his portrayal of Chopper. That's like our Oscar. Uh-huh. Equals, uh-huh. Oh, sorry, Hans right. Riegel, jack shit.
Whatever.
Equals.
All right, just when... wait, just stop. Just stop right there. Just I don't want to hear. Here's the problem, right? This would be like me saying, right, so like I gave you $1 for saying that Adam Burns died, but not for Daniel Brewer, right? You could at least draw the equivalent here that we are both podcasters on the same show, then that you could draw. But you're basically taking this guy who was a criminal and an author and then comparing him to someone who was not a criminal and an author based off criteria that is only weighted towards the authors. He's like, how many books has been written about this guy? Well, who's going to write a book about a guy that made gummy bears, son, when, you know, there's a big nasty criminal? It's like, so
gummy
what?
Bears are very well liked. Okay, anyway, so I have to finish this. So exclusive 60 Minutes stories about them. Mark Chopper Reed, bloody oath, and he confesses to 4 extra murders. What a guy. Hans Riegel, I don't think so. Win for Chopper. Then we have...
There you go. No, we refuse. No.
I had to finish this. So Mark Chopper Reed has also BuzzFeed pages about him. Hans Riegel does not. Warnings from DI Plus listeners to expect a call about their deaths. Mark Chopper Reed, hells yeah. Hans Riegel, crickets.
In no, not necessarily. Not necessarily. You just don't know it, though. Those are warnings that you knew about. We don't share all of our warnings here with you, sir. That would cause a mass panic if we were to share all of our warnings that we know about.
In light of this overwhelming evidence, I think it's a travesty of justice that my entry was denied and respectfully ask that you reconsider.
All right, I
and
will
And he gives
now.
Us links.
All right, well, I don't care about the
to
links.
All
right.
The supporting
you
documents.
Because RT Cruiser is, you know, an institution in Pride 48, I will carefully reconsider this. Let me turn to a judge, someone I think we could all view as an impartial, Auntie Vera Charles, and she says,
Daniel Brewer is one of my all-time favorite podcasters in the podcasting community, Dubious Intent Plus.
There you go. So he agrees with me.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait, before you do that, I am going to say, I think since he support, because look, okay, let's look at it. First of all, the chat room is agreeing with him. So the chat room is a jury of his peers, and they are agreeing with RT Cruiser. And, I mean, who else has ever gone to this length? These links to support with evidence links.
No one, but if we give in to this, then that's all we're going to get from now on.
I think we should do what we normally do in these situations.
To turn to
we're
who?
Going to give him 50 cents.
All right, fine.
We'll give him 50 cents.
Fine. You get 50 cents. Right. Put you there in for you a go. Half entry.
But he's an author. Look how many books he wrote.
I'm just saying.
What's the guy's name? Chopper Reed?
I don't even remember anymore. It's all because... But let's just move on here. Wow, we are running way over. All
we're
right,
up to 850 now.
All right, we've got some... we got to do stuff after the show, too. All right, so here we go. We've got a phone call here from Scott.
Hi, Daniel. Hi, Adam. Hi, this is Scott. Sater69.
Yes.
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter. The
Sater Sphere
yes.
podcast.
Yes.
It's just a mundane run-of-the-mill
yes.
Broadway podcast. Adam, you ignorant slut.
Wait!
The clip you played of Les Mis was not from the Tony Awards, it was from the Academy Awards, where they were nominated for Best Song.
What?
Yes.
What? Why every time he calls, am I a whore or a slut or a skank?
Do you really
like,
not know that reference?
Seriously?
Do you really not know that reference?
No, I must not. He calls me, like, awful names every time he calls in.
So, he's making a reference to a very famous, to this.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
That's...
What show is that?
It's the original Saturday Night Live, and on the news they would do a segment called Point Counterpoint
oh.
with Dan Aykroyd.
No, and, I didn't. I just thought he was calling me a slut.
And Shane Curtin. So, that's why he calls you, Adam, you ignorant... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Because I'm an ignorant slut, I didn't get the reference.
All right, here we go.
Was not from the Tony Awards, it was from the Academy Awards.
Where
they were nominated for Best Song.
Right.
Even though Russell Crowe should not have been seen. No, you're wrong. Yet again. Check this, baby.
Because,
this
Scott...
Catch you later. Love you.
I Bye-bye. Have a life outside of theater. That is why I'm wrong. I'm not ashamed of being wrong about theater. There are other things in life. Anyway.
I agree with you, Sater. All right, let's move on to our final voice.
Catch it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I knew it. I knew it the whole time. I just, you know, I didn't want to make you feel bad. All right, so let's move on to our final voicemail here. Here we go. Let's go.
Hello, Adam. Hello, Daniel. This is Daddy Dave from the supposedly racist podcast of Pod Cubs. Yes. And we're not racist. We just hate everybody, especially those who like to wear their hats backwards, you know, when they're, like, getting up there in age and they're desperately trying to hold on to their youth like an old whore. And Daniel, we don't hate you. We actually love you because, you know, you're kind of hot.
Ooh.
But if you ever insult us again, I will come to Pride 48 and take an epilady to your beard and all your body hair.
Aww.
Thank you. Have a great day.
But then people would see my double chin.
Daddy Day, wait a minute.
Yes.
What the fuck do I have to do? Because I'm now 35, do I have to walk around with a stroller and wear like sweater vests like Mr. Rogers style or something? I can't wear a baseball cap?
Stop right there. Next year, pink carpet, you and me, matching sweater vest.
I mean,
strollers. I think we should have with baby goats in them.
I mean, the way people talk about me, they expect me to start wearing Depends because I'm 30. I mean, hello. I mean, I can dress however the fuck I want to, Daddy Dave. I can.
Adam, it's not that you can't wear a baseball cap. Plenty of guys your age wear baseball caps. Very, very few of them wear it. And it's not even the backwards. You know what? You can get away with wearing it backwards, but you've got to admit there's a lot of photos of you where it's not quite backwards. It's kind of off
kilter. This Pride 48, name one time when you saw it sideways.
You know what? How long ago did you fuck that melon?
Name. Oh, that was like 10 years ago.
Well, then how long ago did you wear your hat? You know what? This is the internet. People have seen that. So you can't expect them to be timely. By the way, you called them racist.
Anyway,
in your defense, I went back and listened to that. You actually didn't call them racist.
I did not call them racist. That is another thing.
It was inferred, but you did not call them racist.
Look, I love you guys.
Oh, you love the Pod Cubs.
Daddy Abe, I love you.
Won't hear this for a week because he's installing that.
Although I love Baloo a little bit more. But
he's installing the new Apple operating system, which will crash.
Because Baloo said sexy things to me. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Excellent.
But
right, fine.
I didn't call you racist.
All right. Okay, Have a nice day. Are we good? Are we good? All right, thanks. 3, 2, 1.
What was that?
Hold on. 3, 2, 1. I was pushing the wrong volume. All right. You know what happened is I upgraded to Windows 8.1. And
so did I.
And I still have a Creative card. One of my sound cards is a Creative, and they suck so bad with their drivers. They never make current drivers and everything. So then my sound card completely stopped working in 8.1. And so I had to go into the sound card thing and basically like strip out all of the, every single one of the Creative additions or whatever, and just make it like a generic sound card so that it would work again. And so right now, I don't have it segregated because I'm hearing myself. If I push the volume up on this, I kind of sound like I'm starting to phase a little bit. That's because the second sound card, I'm coming back in on it, and then it's feeding back on it. So if you've heard me weird on this show, then that's why. But that's neither here nor there. Adam, we have something very, very important that we need to do right after this show. So please do not hang up. In chat room, you can stay here with us and listen to us do it. But
I got to hang up right after the show. I can't stay.
Why?
Because it's time to rinse out my hair.
All right, I'll fix this. I'll fix this in post. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is
229.
Yes?
237.
No, 234-75. Oh, fuck. Whatever. Just go to our website and figure it out. You can go to our website, dubiousintent.com. You can send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Wow.
Oh, Daddy Dave, seriously, I don't even know if you listen. It's a hot button issue for me, but I apologize for saying fuck you. That was not nice of me.
We apologized last week. We're good. You know what
but
I was going to say?
Call you racist.
Stop. We have very limited time. Fatty is doing his 1500 show. It's coming out this Friday. So please, if you haven't called his voice letter line yet, please call Big Fatty and congratulate him on 1500 of those pieces of shit. No, I mean, of his great show.
Yes.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.